Hello everyone, again it's Liz Soria here, your tax advisor accountant, and today I'm going to go ahead and answer pretty much it's a Q&A. I know there's a lot of confusion going on there still with, you know, the nexus and what is nexus. So in a nutshell, I will tell you the nexus is nothing more than really a legal term, and what it is, it's really a physical presence. In all what states are doing right now, it's saying with a fancy word, because if you look up the terminology nexus, it's nothing more than two connections. So what they're telling you is, hey, you have a presence, meaning that even wherever state that you are, your home state, as they call it, even if you pay in sales tax for all the products or even services, because some states do charge for services depending where you're at. The majority of products, but indeed, if you are selling in your homestead, it's more than obvious that you need to collect sales tax there. But what happens with Nexus, which has been a major factor, not only for the Amazon, FBA sellers, which are the most common ones, because right now, I believe at the beginning of this year, there's over 2 million private sellers. That's right, 2 million private sellers in Amazon selling right now. I mean, I don't know how many are going to be able to survive this, a little bit chaotic, you know, sales tax laws, because some of them are not making that much. Others are doing very well, and I'm glad for them. But either way, it affects everyone across the board. So the fact is that if you have a warehouse anywhere in one of those warehouses that are storing your inventory, then you do have a nexus. Again, it's all about a physical presence. Also, if you have independent contractors, and this is a big mistake that I've seen a lot, people think, oh, you're not my employee, I'm not responsible. Okay, well, you might not be responsible for the payroll taxes, which is a separate subject, you still have a responsibility even if they're independent contractor, meaning that you do have a presence in that state, even though it is a contractor. Or, you know, other cases that I've seen where I can open a can of worms against, you know, the business itself, it has to do with the fact of, for an example, let's say that you have a, even a property there. So it might be also an office instead of a warehouse. And maybe they're just taking calls and you have remote, you know, employees working in those states, that can create a nexus too. So there's a lot of situations that I think the best thing is to really, and I've been, you know, trying to advise this to the majority of my, you know, clients, and for those who are listening to this or watching, you know, through my YouTube channel, please understand that it's really important that you get what's called a nexus, checkup. And it's really a process of really confirming where are all the physical presences that you have, and that way you can properly register with each of those states. Now, I'm not saying folks by all means go running out there and register in every state. Absolutely not. First of all, it would not be feasible, and second of all, it is not at this point, I don't think yet, it's necessary. However, for states that you are making large sales and volume, then yes, by all means, you need to register with that state and you need to start, you know, collecting tax and paying. Because what's going to happen, and it is already happening, by the way, this is not a myth. I say this again, it's not a myth. A lot of companies, they're getting caught. And whether it's your competitor who's bringing you on, and or is a, what we call a whistleblower, you know, someone that maybe did not like you, or maybe an ex, you know, customer, or whatever it is, it's very easy. And some of these states, actually, they're paying a percentage for others to report you. So it's kind of like a bounty fee. So be careful, because if you think, oh, I'm not going to get caught, I'm too small, but not true. Again, if you have competition, and you're not collecting tax and happen to be they're going on site and they order something from you, you're not collecting that tax, right there automatically they can report you. And the same thing, like I said, an unhappy customer can report you. And again, it's just not worth it. If you have a solid business, you're doing well, don't let this, you know, sales tax and nexus situation ruin your business by all means. You work hard for it, keep up with it. And unfortunately, you know, as a consumer myself, I mean, we need to get used to paying sales tax. And it's just a reality. So again, if you are selling if you're selling a large amount of volumes, and there is no fixed figure, by the way, a lot of people are saying, you know, 1,000, 3,000. It's something, again, you need someone that is going to be able to analyze that. And there are, you know, accountants out there, like including myself, that is called SALT. That means sales tax and local tax, that we specialize in that. And the reason is if your accountant right now is not having, you know, a consultation with you, not bringing up this issue, you know, be careful, because not all accountants and CPAs have been trained in sales tax or local use tax. And a lot of them try to avoid it. So again, it's important that you have an analysis, which is called, again, a nexus checkup. Make sure that what states you might have a higher risk, and if you do, and we do provide that service in case you need it, and if you do have it, then we can help you in the process of getting registered and also setting up your tax. That way you are, you know, in compliance with the state that you're selling your products. So again, I hope this has helped you, help a lot. Again, here's another point I wanted before I end, this video. It's the fact that it's not only now the fiscal presence. Remember, the whole ordeal and what has been brought out to light is just the recent, you know, court case with Wayfair, and a lot of people are confused with that. It's not only now fiscal presence, you're also looking at it with the economical presence. That's right, economical. So if you are making money in the state, that is almost sufficient for that state to require you legally to collect that sales tax. And that goes, I don't care whether you're an eBay platform, you're Shopify, or whatever other services that you're using, please do the right thing. And like I said, we're here to help you. So if you need a checkup, we'd be happy to do that for you. Again, this is Liz Soria. Until the next episode, take care. Bye-bye.